Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Road to the Grey Cup 2013. I am your host, Derek Taylor. Thank you so much for being with us as we look back at a Grey Cup in Regina. Week two of that season was part of the Riders' hot start and included this game against Calgary. The Stamps, of course, had knocked the Riders out of the playoffs the year before. One of the major stars in this game and the Grey Cup season in general was, of course, receiver Weston Dressler. Dressler was one of their three 1,000-yard receivers that season, and with that, you may well think that the offense was the strength of the 2013 Riders. Dressler has a different take.
I think the team itself, it's hard to explain, but, every year there's a group of guys in the locker room, and something about 2013 was really a group of guys, a core group of guys that have gone, we had been through a lot together, obviously the ups and downs. We had won a lot of games up to that point in our careers. We were in a couple Grey Cup losses, a year without, one really, really bad year in there with no playoffs and things like that. So we'd kind of seen all sides of the spectrum as far as being a really good team to being a bad team. So I think that core group of guys in the togetherness and the understanding of what it takes to make it at that level, I think everyone just really understood where we were at, that we had a great team of individuals and bringing it all together. That's really what I remember most, is the locker room, the group of guys and guys working together. And it wasn't anything, there weren't selfish guys in there. It was 2013 was all about winning a Grey Cup. We had the Grey Cup at home, and that, I think that was always in the back of our mind throughout the entire season, of how special it would be to play in that Grey Cup and win a Grey Cup at home.
We asked questions like, was it more important to be in the Grey Cup because it was in Regina? And then I think, well, it's probably always important to try and be in the Grey Cup. Is there a difference in reality of a Grey Cup at home?
Yeah, I think it added something a little bit. Yeah, obviously, every year that's your goal. You're trying to get to a Grey Cup and win a championship. So, I mean, that aspect of it wasn't different. But there's something special to be said about being in your home locker room, on your home field, with the majority of your home fans during a Grey Cup game. I think that even subconsciously a little bit, it definitely adds a little something that you didn't realize would be there. Having that situation in front of you definitely brings out a little bit more fire.
Weston Dressler is our special guest for this game. We'll hear from him all throughout the Riders and Stampeders. Luke Mulliner joins me next inside the booth on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Inside the booth, Derek Taylor and Luke Mulliner on the road to the Grey Cup in 2013 with our special guest, Weston Dressler. Luke, I wasn't going to bring it up to Dressler when I talked to him, but he referenced, how small he was as a player. I look back at it and go, man, it did not matter even a little bit. That guy was so effective for any size receiver.
One of the things that makes Weston such a legend was the fact that he was fast. He caught everything, but more importantly, he was tough. I mean, there's examples in this game where Calgary, to be flat out honest, is a little bit intimidated by his speed. He runs a 15-yard comeback route during the game, where he approaches the DB, then speeds up, and as soon as he adjusts his speed, the DB just completely bails, and then he breaks down and comes back to the ball, and there's nobody within a country mile from him, and then he's gang tackled, right? But he was a tough kid, and the thing I loved most about Weston was just how much of a competitor he was, mm-hmm. on and off the field. Because, as a guy, and when you're in those locker rooms right after practice, you're going and playing board games, you're going and playing video games, and he was ready to compete with whatever we were doing.
That's awesome. He had 1,000 yards plus in five of his first six seasons, the only one he didn't because of injury. And we know it's three 1,000-yard receivers plus Corey Sheets. plus that offensive line. Darian Durant, this was a dream for a quarterback, this offense that was presented to him in 2013.
Well, especially with this week two matchup, when they came into the game, they weren't even talking about guys like Weston, right? They were talking about Darian Durant. They were talking about Corey Sheets. And they were talking about the guys that that the Riders had on defense. And that was the nice thing about it, because in this game, Dressler balls out. But you really got the feeling, too, that it could have been anybody on the 2013 roster offensively any given day that is just the guy. And it just so happens that Dressler was consistent with it. But this game I really liked because, again, you saw how much they respected Weston because of the space that they were giving him, not only just at the snap off the line, but just in general while he was in the middle of his routes.
We'll talk to Weston. He'll give us the scoop on his fellow receivers, the scoop on when he left the NFL, when he left for the NFL and returned, just why he ended up back in Saskatchewan, and so much more. It's the Road to the Grey Cup 2013. Week 2, the Riders and Stampeders is next on the Co-operators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Here we are, Friday night in Rider Nation. They are painting the town green. Corey Chamberlain said he designed this team this year to beat the Calgary Stampeders.
And to do that, they're going to have to get Corey Sheets rushing. He was number two after week one, as he was last year, behind one man in the Canadian Football League, and that was John Cornish, who led the league last year and started week one with that lead, 172 yards against the BC Lions in week one. Those are the two names on the marquee.
John Huffnagel, well, you're going to need that headset tonight, Huff. It is loud at Mosaic, the madhouse, the greenhouse. Two undefeated teams, their first chapter.
We're talking to Weston Dressler on this edition of Road to the Grey Cup. Weston, you were a monster in this week two game against Calgary. Before a game like this one, be it the night before, be it the morning of, did you find that you had an accurate feeling of just how good a game you were going to have?
Yeah, I always thought I was going to have a great game. you know, it's hard because you put in the week of work, you study your opponent, the film, you try and predict what they're going to do that may be similar or different to previous games or previous matchups against them, which DBs you're most likely to be matched up against throughout the course of the game. And every week you put all this work in, you always feel good about it. You always feel like you've done a good job of preparing and you're ready to go for the game. So I always felt like the sky's the limit going into every game. Now, physically, it was maybe a little different story as the long season rolled along and you start to warm up for a game. That's when you really start to know physically, yeah, I got it today. You know, my legs feel fresh. I'm going to be moving fast. And then I'd say I was the type of guy that always went in confident no matter how you're feeling physically, just based off of the preparation and the work you put in.
Already the noise a factor. There was a hold on that return, so long field now for the Calgary Stampeders back at their 17-yard line. Tate to the air right away, and he finds his new favorite target, Maurice Price, picking up where he left off last week. Six catches, 77 yards, as we take a look at this offense and the starters to watch for Calgary.
Well, start first and foremost with John Cornish. It's been the talk of the town all week long. Can the Rider defense stop Mr. Cornish with his 172 versus BC? Joe West had a couple of touchdowns. If too many people are looking at Cornish, talked about Drew Tate, three touchdown passes, just one mistake last week, one interception.
Quickly a first down, though, and quickly to the ground. John Cornish looked like he slipped there. Tyrone Brackenridge, who moves to the free safety position in earnest this season. Tyrone Brackenridge is one of the players to watch, but we'll watch these guys too.
And they're the job of these guys is to try and stop Cornish. That'll be on the shoulders of Keith Shulgin. Had a couple of sacks in week one against Edmonton. Tate George served a suspension that he got from the playoff game and a hit on Drew Tate last year, last week. So he's back in the lineup, and Ray Williams in the middle had a big week one.
Second down and six. Tate has to holler out his signals. Here's the rush. Pump fake. There he goes. Down the sideline. Open man. And look out here. because Joe West has brought it in and brings it down near the 15-yard line. We've seen this play before against the Saskatchewan Roughriders. The pump and go, remember, from the West Division semifinal.
Joe West, two touchdowns in week one, and just take off down the field. Not real fancy in the route running. He's just a little bit of a step to the outside, straight speed, and the ball put right on him from Drew Tate.
So far, the Mo and Joe show. West, Price, receptions. Tate, little dump off now. And Marquay McDaniel hounds it near the 5-yard line. But how about that play? Drew Tate going back to what won that thrilling semifinal in Calgary in the West Division semifinal. The pump and go to Rombie Bryant, who is no longer here.
Well, 68 yards inside of 1 minute, and it advanced Calgary to the Western final where they beat the BC Lions and went on to the Grey Cup.
That play to Joe West, 64 yards. West had two touchdowns last week in the win over BC. Second and two, inside handoff, and inside the end zone, touchdown. And once again, Marquay McDaniel gets the call, and the Calgary Stampeders come out blazing.
All the talk about John Cornish, and Drew Tate goes to the air with a long play to Joe West. They use Cornish here as a decoy, come around the edge with Marquay McDaniel. And John Cornish didn't touch the football.
This play is being reviewed. McDaniel lunging across the nose of the football, just has to penetrate that yellow line. They're going to look at it as they do with every scoring play in the CFL.
It's a touchdown.
And it didn't take long.
No, our referee tonight, Glenn Johnson, telling the crowd, and you can tell already, so loud and suddenly so silent, that it indeed was a touchdown. What an explosive start for the Stampeders, who did the same to the BC Lions. Remember last week, opened up with a 16-0 lead. First drive, first score, goes to the Calgary Stampeders here in Regina tonight.
Weston, in this game, with a penalty included, you had 8 second down conversions. I don't think I've ever seen that many. Was there something that made you good on second down?
Probably my quarterback. I look at second down, anytime you have a chance to keep the chains moving, it's important. So it's attention to the details of where you're at in the game, whether we're in on the field or down a distance. Every second down, I always felt like it was important, first off, to get the first down, because it creates more opportunities. You know, you got two more plays then, at least. And playing in the CFL, you know, at any moment that big play can happen. So getting the first down is crucial to me. Keep the chains moving, keep the offense on the field. You know, I think the chemistry that I had with Darian throughout my career probably played a huge role in that. We were got to a point where we were very comfortable with each other. Felt like we, more times than not, were seeing the defense and seeing the field in a similar fashion, and understanding where the open space was going to be when we had that type of, you know, flexibility to kind of not go rogue, but just kind of deviate a little bit from the plan. And I think we both always felt comfortable with each other.
Calgary Stampeders scoring a touchdown on their first drive. Riders about to get the ball for the first time. 11:41 remains in the first.
Marquay McDaniel's first touchdown of 2013. Little sweep inside, finding the end zone after a solid drive, highlighted by a couple of big plays. One huge one. Joe West already has 3 huge catches this season for the Calgary Stampeders. 2 touchdowns last week. So Rene Paradis will kick this off, and now it's Saskatchewan's turn to hold serve early. Jock Sanders looking for a seam, finds one. Pretty good return up near the 35-yard line. So the most significant play, the last big play the Saskatchewan Roughriders saw from the Calgary Stampeders, was the pump and go in the West Division semifinal. Rombie Bryant for the win. First significant play that they see this year.
They go to Joe West. Rombie Bryant's no longer here, but it's Joe West. And this time, the newcomer to the secondary, Prince Miller, looking back at the quarterback, not at his man. And Joe West blows right by him.
Corey Sheets coming off an impressive showing last week in Edmonton, where he picked up 131 yards on the ground. Brandon Smith, Corey Sheets, and John Cornish. Obviously, subplot to this game. Number one and number two in rushing last year in the CFL.
Well, the plot.
The plot.
Coming into this game. Two stars. But there's a lot of talent on this field, if you saw it with Joe West.
Including the two quarterbacks who both wear the same number four. And Weston Dressler slices his way to the midfield stripe. Weston Dressler coming off an all-star season. Only had two catches last week in the win. 57 yards, but already has one early here tonight. 13-yard pickup.
Corey Sheets with 131 against Edmonton. Dressler was quiet for Dressler standards. Just two catches, 57 yards. One was a big play for 38. Ben Heenan, pressure on him again with Charleston Hughes lined up on the other side of him.
Corey Sheets squirms forward. Fred Bennett, the tackle.
What a start by Charleston Hughes of the Calgary Stampeders. Three sacks in game one. Jawan Simpson, his 239 career sacks. He's going to have to add to that to try and track down Corey Sheets here tonight. On the outside, a couple of tackles.
There he is, Charleston Hughes, the sack master. Second down and six, just inside Calgary territory. Riders trying to answer. Durant fires already. Weston Dressler has a pair of catches left.
Well, that's what we talked about. He got off to that real slow start for him with a couple of catches in game one against the Edmonton Eskimos. He had the 38-yarder, but clearly when they watched the video of that game, Darian Durant said, we got to get the football number seven more. They've gone after him in this first drive.
Another first down from the Calgary 43-yard line. And again, they'll pound the ground with Corey Sheets. Expect to hear a lot of Corey Sheets tonight. Expect to hear a lot of John Cornish. Demonte Bolden, who missed last week, makes the tackle.
Both these teams, great success running the ball in week one. Offensive lines played very well for both teams, despite the fact they've got some young guys up there. You can tell by the amount of running plays on first down from a week ago, well above the league average. Run the ball well, it's because your offensive line's playing well.
Already have run three times at first down, second and eight, throwing down, and again! Darian Durant finds Weston Dressler. Three catches in the first 7 minutes in this drive already for Weston Dressler.
He's going to run the coverage off and then come back to the football when he sees his quarterback in trouble. Weston Dressler is the third receiver to the wide field. Looked like he was going to come deep, and then he comes back to the ball. Working on Jamar Wall.
First and 10 inside the 30-yard line. They don't hand off this time on first down. They go over the top, and there's a penalty flag. And that will move the ball further into Stampeder territory. Jonathan Hefney coming off a terrific performance. 10 tackles last week. The former Winnipeg Blue Bomber tripped up Chris Getzlaff.
I don't know that it was intentional, but it was interference.
Forward pass interference, Calgary number one. It's first down at the point of the call.
This could be an interesting matchup all game long because Chris Getzlaff often will be that inside third receiver to the inside. That means linebacker Jonathan Hefney, former Winnipeg Blue Bomber, will step up and cover him.
Eighth play on a drive that started at their own 36. Can they find the house? And the newcomer, Eron Riley. Eron Riley comes into the lineup, makes his first CFL catch for Greg Carr, who was released by the Saskatchewan Roughriders somewhat surprisingly this week.
A little bit, although Greg Carr did not do a whole bunch in week one. He was filling in for G-Roy Simon, and I talked to G-Roy today before the game. He said he'll be ready to go next week and probably could have played this week. Well, right now, Riley's got his opportunity. Carr's been released.
Saskatchewan fans salivating at the promise of G. Roy Simon in green and white. Have not seen it yet. Durant flushed out. Now goes Anzold open. And just past the outstretched fingertips of Chris Getzlaff. Getzlaff usually makes those highlight reel catches, kind of mistimed his jump, but he needed a few more inches on that already towering frame.
Yeah, he just looked like he, as he was going for this one, the timing was a little bit off. The ball may have floated a little bit on him, gathered himself up, did get his fingertips on it. He was having trouble getting that body turned around.
That's a catch that Getzlaff, although most don't make, usually does.
Well, he got off to a good start, led all receivers for Saskatchewan last week.
Chris Melo finishes off the drive with a field goal. So off and flying, particularly Drew Tate, bombs away and the touchdown. It's 7-3 Calgary, early at Mosaic on Wendy's Friday Night Football.
6:13 left in the first quarter. Riders now down 7-3.
On a perfect Saskatchewan summer night for football, Friday night, where would you rather be than right here, right now, inside the huddle of the Calgary Stampeders? Lead 7-3. Cue the volume. Drew Tate looks to the air. Far side, Nick Lewis continues his career-long streak now, 159 games and counting with at least a catch.
You mentioned it, Rod, that the Calgary Stampeders got off to good starts in both of their games this year. Week one versus BC, 9 plays, 75 yards and a touchdown. 5-play drive to start this game against Saskatchewan. Only one touch in the 5 to John Cornish, a 4-yard gain on the second play. But they want to use that. Basically, the media have been talking all week about the Riders stopping Cornish. Wanted to use that against him and go to the air and over the top to Joe West.
Drew Tate, kind of like Chad Owens, busy in the offseason with some interesting training methods, starting to use MMA training. I asked him last week, I said, did you ever think maybe, you know, you and Chad Owen someday in the octagon? He said, are you kidding? He pummeled me. He said, I only use it to train.
Just training, yeah. And, you know, he wants to get that core as strong as possible. I asked John Huffnagel about that. He said, you know, do you change protections to try and keep him on his feet longer, maybe try and get rid of that injury bug? He said, no, I don't worry about any of that. He's going to get hit. He just trained real hard in the offseason. We hope he hangs in there.
Bowley by Mitchell in for the plunge. Such a journey last year for Drew Tate. Up and down all around. Was his team to begin the season. Second game of the season, went down with a shoulder injury. Then they had the insurance policy. Not this man, but Kevin Glenn. Good insurance policy. Tate plays later. Leads his team to the West Final. Got hurt. Didn't play. He wants to stay healthy. First down. Tate over the top again and unable to bring it in is Joe West. Blanketed on the far side by Macho Harris. And look at Drew Tate, that fire, that's what he brings. But remember this.
The hit you were talking from Tate George, supplemental discipline, wasn't thrown out of the game, but he led with his head. Drew Tate was injured on the play, had concussion symptoms. Did not play the next week. That was Kevin Glenn.
Terrius George did not play last week, suspended because of that hit. And there he goes again. Deep down the sideline and almost connected with Mo Price. And there is that fire that Drew Tate brings. And sometimes even John Huffnagel says, hey, I have to calm the guy down.
Hey, he is pumped up and he let Maurice Price go after that one and go get it on the outside. And they are pushing the ball deep, testing this young secondary for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And Maurice Price was in behind coverage on Macho Harris.
Twice, Drew Tate looked a little upset with a routes that were taken. Rob Maber, all-star punter last year. Josh Sanders trying to bust one, but now we've got a penalty flag and maybe another coming here. Some extracurriculars after the whistle. We'll sort it out when we come back. That's when the other number four brings his offense out again. Darian Durant and the Riders down four here tonight.
Weston, what do you remember about Darian Durant's hot start to this season?
We got off to a pretty good start that year, and I think he had done something pretty special as far as the touchdown interception ratio and all that stuff. It felt like we kind of hit the ground running, you know, him obviously being the leader of that team and leader of that offense, just kind of leading the way and making sure we're all playing sound football. He was, you know, he was always a guy that, like every football player, would have their ups and downs. And when Darian was up, he was, you know, one of, if not the best QBs in the league when he was at the top of his game.
He went 7+ games without throwing a pick, and he'd had 17 touchdowns in that span. And just from a numbers perspective, that's a ridiculous run in any season, much less the start of what was such an important season.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you can go that long without throwing an interception, obviously play football my whole life, and from a very young age you learn about turnovers and how important it is to take care of the football. So to be able to do that, that's obviously a big reason why we were winning games early on in the season.
Here comes that Riders offense, down 7-3 with 4:16 left in the first quarter.
An illegal block on the kick. Saskatchewan backed up inside their 10-yard line.
Long field here for Darian Durant. Hand off again to Corey Sheets. He has nowhere to roam. Gang tackled in the backfield. Brandon Smith is there. Justin Phillips draws back in the lineup again here tonight. Malik Jackson.
Yeah, that's why I had those two linebackers and the players to watch, because they're going to try and feed Corey Sheets the football here and do that from start to finish. He'll be the focal point of this offense. That means the pressure on Juwan Simpson, Malik Jackson, to make those plays.
And again, usually Keon Raymond, a big part of that linebacking crew, not playing again for the second week because of an ankle injury. Darian Durant spun, turned the other way, and one-hopped it to Weston Dressler. So a very quick two and out, and a huge loss of field position here.
Almost to a point where Corey Chamberlain may have to give up the safety and give up the points to get some field position back. Ricky Schmidt will be standing about 6-7 yards deep in the end zone.
Ricky Schmidt.
Although big average, so they may just kick this away.
Yeah, big leg. It's really helped out since they acquired him, and indeed he's going to let it fly. Look at this kick. But Larry Taylor is back. Taylor has a crease, and then he's dropped. But instant field position on a 48-yard kick from Ricky Schmidt.
Riders trailing 7-3 with 3:04 left in the first quarter. Back to Rod Black and Glenn Suter.
Back at Mosaic Stadium. Not only the home opener for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders tonight, but the beginning of the journey to the Grey Cup game, which will be played here. And all of these fans in this province would love to see what's happened the last couple of years. A home team make it to the Grey Cup and win the Grey Cup. A lot to happen before that happens, though, as Maurice Price takes the pass on the outlet, and there's a penalty flag back at the 30-yard line. It flew late after Price was tackled.
Marquay McDaniel threw his hands in the air as if to say he was innocent to the official. He was late to that party as Maurice Price on the hit screen. After both Price and West went deep, should open up some underneath stuff for him as this game goes on. Loosen up that young secondary for Saskatchewan.
Once again, here's Glenn Johnson.
Major foul. Unnecessary roughness. Calgary number 67. It's going to be a 15-yard penalty. It's going to be second down.
Hard to tell. It sounded a little bit like you said 67, Dimitri Soupas.
So late hit, apparently. Watch Tsoupas here. There it is.
Tsoupas was cruising.
John Chick. Now Tate again over the top. And Nick Lewis. Geronimo does it again.
Drew Tate got up limping after avoiding the pressure on the edge. Stepped up in the pocket and he finds his target over the middle, but he has to move around to do it. Nice double move by Nick Lewis to open up, but Drew Tate got up limping a little bit. Looked like he was favoring his ankle.
Reception, first down. Pitch pass here. Price is leveled by Tyrone Brackenridge, but again, Stampeders moving the football. Even when they were in the hole after the penalty, able to get that first down right away.
Well, they're trying to work on Prince Miller. Prince Miller is playing the wide side corner for Saskatchewan because of the late scratch of Carlos Thomas. Joe West ran right by him that first drive for the deep ball. Now they're trying to throw it underneath him and test out him in his first start in the Canadian Football League. Out of Georgia, he's just 5'9".
Tight formation now, second and two. This time it's Cornish, lunges forward. Ray Williams makes the tackle, the former Hamilton Tiger Cat who began his CFL career in Regina, coming back to his second home now, and that is indeed a first down. They'll move the chains once again.
Well, Drew Tate looks good.
He does.
He looks in complete control. Great poise in the pocket. He's 7 of his first 9 throws and has one drop in that group for 130 yards passing.
And he's barely used his biggest weapon, John Cornish. Tate. And threads the needle. McDaniel, who scored the first touchdown of the game. He was blanketed by Weldon Brown, the former Eskimo. But again, very close to another first down.
Yeah, there wasn't much room for error there for Drew Tate. He's got to put this out in front of Marquay McDaniel because Weldon Brown's in a perfect position on the high shoulder, and he can't cut underneath and gamble at that, because if he misses it, it's a touchdown.
Time ticking down. Last play, first quarter. 4-point lead for Calgary. They look to extend. There's Cornish. Left and right and up the middle again for another first down. And when we come back for the second quarter, the Calgary Stampeders will go first and goal, looking to extend their lead. Tate's been hot. Stampeders red hot here tonight on Friday Night Football.
Hey, this is Sean Kleisinger. Did you know that Weston Dressler is left-handed? Roughly only 10% of the world's population is left-hand dominant.
Second quarter about to get underway with the Stampeders on the brink and the Riders down 7-3.
A 4-point lead for Calgary threatens to grow here. The Stampeders often galloping in Regina tonight.
Well, two good early drives by both teams, but Calgary finished theirs with a major. Saskatchewan settled for a field goal, but Drew Tate has looked great in that first quarter. And that's where you see that in the numbers with the passing yards.
You know, everybody's talked all week long about John Cornish.
Yeah.
CFL Canadian of the Week, CFL Canadian of the Year. Maybe so much focus on number 9, forgot about the air game.
Well, no question. When everyone's talking about John Cornish, you know Saskatchewan's going to try and load up the box, get a few more people to the line of scrimmage to try and help stop him. And Drew Tate has taken advantage of that in the first quarter by throwing the ball deep, loosening up the secondary and getting the one-on-one matchups he wanted.
Having said that, John Cornish had a pair of touchdowns on the ground last week against BC in this territory. He had 11 rushing touchdowns a year ago. Phenomenal season for Cornish. Will he get the ball this time? No. Tate looks, hangs on to it. Now he throws, and touchdown! Rob Cote. Happy birthday! Touchdown! Penalty flag on the play. Cote wide open after Tate had to buy some time.
Yeah.
Effectively.
Poise, composure, not scrambling out of there. Drew Tate is in complete control and command of this offense. Backed himself away from the pocket to buy some more time. Allows receivers to open up.
Legal contact on a receiver, Saskatchewan. Penalties declined. Touchdown.
Pretty good coverage initially, and late out of the backfield was Rob Cote, but because Drew Tate bought himself some time, pushed away from the pocket, Cote was able to open up.
Rob Cote, who comes in to cover some of those option plays, but also really handles a lot of the blocking. Cote played some junior football in Victoria, of course, a couple of touchdowns last season, his first of 2013, and it happens to come on his 27th birthday. Jock Sanders again. It's a couple blocks. Darts up near the 40-yard line.
No, it's early in the game, Rod, but this ride, this is an important series for Saskatchewan to try and stop some momentum. Drew Tate looks unstoppable right now. And if they start to add in Cornish and he gets going, it's going to be a long night for that defense. So Jerry Durant's got to stop a little of that momentum with the drive here.
Durant had his team moving. Drive stalled. And to settle for a field goal. Weston Dressler's been the main target. This time, gets left. It's punished by Jonathan Hefty. Hefty again, playing in the linebacker spot, normally a defensive back, but did play some linebacker in Winnipeg. Came over to Calgary, released by the Blue Bombers, ran afoul of the law, possession charge in the offseason. He's been a model citizen since he came to the Stampeders.
And had 10 tackles in week one to lead everyone in the Canadian Football League.
First and 10, little counter.
The handoff to number one.
Already see the jawing that's going on here, and I know it's only week two. We saw a little bit of it last night. The playoff type atmosphere in BC plays between the Argos and Lions. Anytime these two teams meet, look at only a couple of weeks ago in the preseason, it was a thriller. Down to the last minute.
Yeah, no question. And this is a rivalry the fans love, the players love. Charleston Hughes is going to be doing a lot of that talking you're talking about.
9 yards away from a first down right on the 55-yard line, the midfield stripe. Here's the rush. Durant, far side, and Rob Bagg is over there. But is going to be short of the first down. The long toss to the far side of the field. 6-yard pickup, and this is still going to bring up the kick team.
You know, the throw to Rob Bagg had to be where it was, or there was some danger that it could be picked off, because on the outside, that's undercut, and the ball is thrown to his upfield shoulder to lead him into that first down territory. It had a chance to be picked off, so Darian Durant really had no choice.
Not bad. D.I. got to come back to that ball.
Here's the other returner who wears number 2 tonight. Former Special Teams Player of the Year and Larry Taylor. Look at that hop. Big bounce, comes back. Taylor picks it up and he's going nowhere. Down the long field for the Calgary Stampeders. But tonight, Saskatchewan Rough Riders have no answers for Drew Tate. 14-3 Stamps on Wendy's Friday Night Football.
Riders down 14-3 with 12:04 left in the second quarter. Stampeders starting deep in their own end. First and 10 from the 6.
That was a perfect punt by Saskatchewan's Ricky Schmidt. He has a big arrow with the ball pointed downwards. It's usually like that. And he does that to get a little juice off the ball down there. The goal line sucked it right back to the 5-yard line. Put Drew Tate in the hole.
Looked like a Phil Mickelson sandwich. Ricky Schmidt. Drew Tate. Longest field here for the Stampeders. Nick Lewis brings it up near the 8-yard line. Let's go to the sideline, and joining us tonight is Lee Jones.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Good evening, gentlemen. You know, there's not a lot of Stampeder fans here at Mosaic Stadium, but there is one, and that is Robert Jones. He is the father of Brett Jones, the starting center of the Stampeders. And coming from Weyburn, they have a love for the Riders so much that it's kind of taken some time for everyone to turn, but there's getting more and more Stampeders in that city. Now, he learned from Brandon Labatt, of course, who is his offensive lineman, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, as well, growing up in Weyburn, and when they both went to the University of Regina, and gives him tons of credit for the way he's playing now, guys.
Thank you, Lee Jones. No relation. Drew Tate. Boy, looked like he might have thought about the hook slide there. Tyrone Brackenridge had him in his sights.
Brett Jones, great story. I mean, a guy that is following in the footsteps of Dimitri Tsoupas, really. It's not very often a draft pick starts in his first year.
I can tell you something. That's the first time ever that Robert Jones wore that jersey in this stadium. And a proud dad.
And he is proud, isn't he?
Yeah.
And when he has those glasses, every snap, guess where they're focused in on? Number 69, right at center. Good for him.
Brett Jones has done very well so far.
John Hufnagel told me yesterday his best surprising catch was Brett Jones. How quickly he picked everything up.
The guy whose draft stock might have fallen because they thought he was going to go to medical school. Look at this. Chuck Sanders still on his feet. Good return. 29 yards for Jock. Great field position for the Rough Riders when we return.
Riders are set up great here with 10:26 left in the second quarter. First and 10 from the Calgary 35.
I mentioned that last offensive series. They needed a series or a few first downs to stop the momentum. Didn't get it, but they did get a big punt by Ricky Schmidt to stop momentum. So the Riders have a chance to maybe grab some here with this field position.
Yeah, terrific punt. First down to the 35. Gary Durant, lots of time. Crystal comes back to it. Tries to scrape for a couple more yards. Fourth catch already for Weston Dressler as the sun peaks out here. Sun starting to set in Regina.
Dressler already involved almost twice as much as last week. He's four catches already for 40 yards. We're not even finished the first half. He had two last week.
Mosaic Stadium, raucous as usual tonight. Great places, Canadian sport, to come and watch. And look at this. Wrestler now shakes one and another. He'll score. Touchdown. Weston Wrestler had 13 majors last year. There's his first of the new season, and it was a beauty.
Dressler's going to run the curl as he hits it. It's the first step when he catches the ball. Timing perfect. Throws there. Hefney's a little too far outside, and then he makes a great move to outrun the angle of Eric Fraser.
Talking to Weston Dressler, in the 2013 season, you were a CFL All-Star for the second time in your career. Looking back, do you take anything from awards like that?
You know what, not really. I always felt like you play the game as best you can, and those types of things, they come or they don't come. You know, and quite honestly, I've felt like, you know, stats and statistics that come with it didn't always fully represent the type of game that I played or the type of season that I played, so... Some of those awards, you know, you can look on paper and see how well someone did on a piece of paper. But some of the things that you have to do within a football game definitely don't show up on a stat sheet. So that, I guess, that's my little take on awards and everything. Yeah, they're great and kind of the icing on the cake, as they say, something to remember and get a little recognition. But for me, it was more so always about the wins, finding a way to win games, whether it was with a block that didn't show up on a stat sheet or a touchdown catch that did.
I love that, because if I had 10,000 yards in the CFL, I'd have had that tattooed on my forehead. I'd be like, yes, look at what I was. Because, I mean, you were you were really great at football, and these are awards. Is that, you know what? They could be some sort of validation of, you know what? You were really great at this thing that you worked really hard at for your career.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest thing. You know, you put the time and the effort in. You know, I worked since I was a little kid. I wanted to play professional football, and I worked my butt off to make it and be able to have a long, successful career. So when you look back on that and look back at the numbers and the awards, I think it definitely provides a little bit of that validation for the work you put in. It wasn't just wasting my time running around in the backyard. You know, it was all worth it in the end, I guess.
And keeping up with the math here early on, thinking like a playoff game already. The Riders are going to try to make this a three-point game. 9 minutes left in the second quarter. Two-point convert attempt. And they get it. Corey Sheets. And the volume has increased at Mosaic. Weston Dressler, a couple of key catches that go back to that punt, which could have been a single point, and what a difference it made. Riders punch it in. The All-Star shines again in Regina.
With that two-point convert, Saskatchewan back within a field goal. It's 14-11 with 9 minutes left in the second quarter.
The shifty, sure-handed North Dakotan, Weston Dressler, who has become a star here in Regina ever since he came up. First year, Rookie of the Year, and has just kept doing it. There's just the latest chapter. A great example of his tremendous quickness. He runs a curl route and takes it to the house. That doesn't happen very often. Boy, is this one already up on the excitement level. A lot of big plays already, and Larry Taylor runs into a green wall. Whitney Tareem was there. Kind of been like a tennis match so far. Djokovic against Andy Murray. One serves, the other returns.
It's tennis with contact.
It's a little different. I'd like to see a lot more of that. Should wear helmets. Tate again to the air. Mo Price came back to the football, and he has become a dependable target. That was not an easy catch.
Well, we've seen now three hitches in a row, either that quick out or the hitch by Maurice Price on Prince Miller. And what is he trying to do? He's trying to set Miller up in his first start for the double move. They hit him early. Now they go underneath a few times for them as this game goes on, for Price to double move it and try and get in behind 14. And he's got the speed to do it, Rod.
The only thing that's a dangerous pass to that corner. There's the hitch again. Mr. Second Down himself, Nick Lewis. One of the best second down receivers in the Canadian Football League.
Well, yeah, and consecutive. All he knows is 1,000-yard seasons. And, you know, I'm not talking about back in the good old days with tight ends and the bigger receivers, but in the new era of football in the Canadian Football League, Nick Lewis is the best blocking receiver of all in that time.
Not many receivers make highlight reels like he does for his blocks. Cornish has been held in check so far. Monster week last week, 172 yards on the ground, 192 yards total from scrimmage. Remember last week, he also cut a check for $2,000 to the flood relief program. He said that he would donate $10 per yard in that very emotional game in McMahon Stadium as Calgary tries to clean up after the flood of 2013. Second and eight. Is this Nick Lewis time again? Takes a trouble. Gets out of it, and what a tackle there. And again, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders do a number as Will Davis is able to make the shoestring tackle on Drew Tate.
But the pressure comes up the middle from Tay George, who was probably the most consistent defensive lineman through camp and the preseason for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. He gets that early pressure. When he gets up and gets that much penetration, that's where Drew Tate had to duck that pressure, come up the middle, and then is tackled just at the line of scrimmage.
Credited with a sack, first of the game. First time there was a lot of pressure on Drew Tate. There's a penalty flag. Jock Sanders inches out past the 40-yard line. Well, Glenn, I don't have to tell you about this place in Regina. Football crazy. Yes, 40,000 plus, including possibly a future prime minister, certainly Liberal Party leader. Justin Trudeau traded his red for green today.
Well, if he goes to a Calgary Stampeder game, I'm sure he'll have a different color t-shirt on, but that's good politics.
Green Party. Maybe a little different politics.
Whatever team you're in, whatever city you're in, make sure you're wearing the right team colors.
Riders!
Have a few of them in your wardrobe. Just make sure you have them all. That was a smart move. Anyway, Justin Trudeau here as well. Among the many, including a lot of Calgarians who have made the trip, although you just see the little pods of red here and there at Mosaic. There's a sea of green. Darian Durant and the Riders down three inside 6 minutes before halftime. A terrific first half of football already. Corey Sheets head down, bowls forward, 4 yard pickup. Malik Jackson the tackle.
Interesting to see, because Demetrius Morley on the last drive for Saskatchewan, the safety for Calgary, is on the field now but wasn't out there for those last two plays at safety. And he's back now. I'm not sure if it was a rotation or he had a little nick on the sideline.
There's the rush. Tyus Smith, his first touch. Five catches last week. Malik Jackson and Brandon Smith in on the tackle. Tajidin Smith.
You know, I mentioned the safety position because Morley had won the job. Now, Eric Fraser will move in, but Fraser had a tough sequence. He was playing safety on the touchdown to Weston Dressler and actually had a poor angle on the tackle and had some problems on this drive. Morley wasn't in the game. Thought he may be nicked. Lee Jones checked on the sideline. Didn't want to talk about why he wasn't out for those last two plays. He's back on the field now.
Former Tennessee Volunteer Demetrius Morley. Another first down here for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders from their 30. Sheets has a path. And if not for Demetrius Morley, that would have been a big gainer.
Corey Sheets has a nice shuffle step. He really does. It's subtle, but when he gets the ball, eyes up on the hole, he's right behind the goalpost, but he'll flash to the right of the post. Now here he is, that little shuffle step, real subtle, buys himself a split second for the blocks to develop and then hits it.
Chatted with Corey Chamberlain this week. He said, you know, I've never seen a guy who seems so slow. He doesn't have that flat out 40 speed, but can do so much with it. Kind of Earl Campbell-esque. Darian Durant, sidearm, slings it out for Tyus Smith, incomplete pass.
Just an overthrow. A bit of an overthrow there from Darian Durant. Looked like he almost stumbled a little bit as he tried to deliver it. He was stepping up in the pocket. Kind of fell forward, got that body lean, and it just the ball sailed on him.
Durant comes to the sideline, but the Riders are going for it on third down. Here comes their third down quarterback, Drew Willey. With his Stampeders on the line. He goes forward and the legs churning. Had to get to the 40-yard line. The spot looks like they're giving it to him just beyond the 40. And it will be a first down.
You mentioned it briefly there, Rod. you know, in that short yardage play, Calgary with everybody up here on the line and a one-on-one with Dressler on the outside. Now, I'm just saying, in the next short yardage, if the Saskatchewan Roughriders wanted to try and fake one up the middle and take a shot over the top, there's a one-on-one with a whole lot of field back there. No safety help.
Not lost, I'm sure, on the offensive coordinators. George Cortez now, the OC, formerly of Calgary. Durant goes deep, and he's got Getzlaff. Big gain again, Saskatchewan. Riders are rolling right now. 3 minute warning before halftime. They trail by three.
All right, Weston, as we get back to the game here, I want to ask you something you admire about all your fellow receivers from that 2013 team. If you would, let's start with Chris Getzlaff.
I'm trying to think of a word for Getty. You know, he was a very unique player in that. He always found ways to get open. I think that's what I admire most about Getz, his ability to maybe kind of go off script a little bit. His route running was very unique, but he had it figured out, and he really learned what worked best for him, and he didn't worry about guys that maybe were faster than him or stronger than him or, you know, different types of players. He found his own natural way of being a very, very good, excellent receiver. I'd say for Getz, it's just the uniqueness of the way he ran his routes and his ability to kind of have his own style of game.
2:54 left here in the second quarter. Riders down 14-11, but in Calgary territory, first and 10 from the 38.
Something the Saskatchewan Roughriders did not want to see. G. Roy Simon, all-time leading receiving yardage leader, not in uniform for the second straight week.
But I had a great conversation with him about Chris Getzlaff, and I asked him, I said, seems to me that Getzlaff's confidence is high, and he said, Glenn, with this offense and his role in it, I think he's going to have a monster year. He got great separation there on Jonathan Hefner.
Durant, little play action now. The rush is on. And on cue, Mr. Getzlaff brings it in again.
Well, you know, I said, Chris is a good football player and had a slow start last year. And Jerry said, no, it's the role and what he's done through the preseason. And this is a guy in G-Roy Simon who knows a thing or two about this league. I mean, and about the receiver spot. And the first guy he mentioned, he said, Weston Dressler will take care of Weston business. He knows how to do that. But watch for Getzlaff this season. He's going to have a monster year.
Corey Sheets. Pounding again for the first down. Back to G-Roy Simon, though. What a mentor he could become to some of these players here. He's been around for such a long time. You saw that number 989. He's going to break another record this season, maybe in the next few weeks when he gets back in the lineup, becoming the all-time catch leader, breaking Ben Cahoon's record, certainly within distance.
And that return to the lineup should be next week.
First and 10 from the Calgary 24. Durant rolling again. Oh, what a catch. No. Ty Smith knocked out of bounds. Crowd didn't like it. Ty Smith went up like an octopus there. And like he just was able to bring that in. And is this going to be a catch?
Well, he
dropped it.
You know what? He didn't maintain possession as he was going down. And that's what I think the ruling is going to be here. He's juggling it a little bit. We can't see from that angle. His feet are in bounds. He did get the necessary 1 foot in bounds, but he didn't have control. So he comes down, he's juggling it.
Yeah, there it is right
there.
Well,
it's going to be a question of control on the official side. He didn't have it.
Official was right there. Second and 10, the penalty flag. Durant goes to the end zone, and this time he's got it. Taj Smith. Touchdown, but is it? This could come back. Taj Smith is putting on a circus show here.
What a catch.
This is going to come back. Penalty against Saskatchewan, but that is the best catch of the season that doesn't count.
5 yard penalty, repeat, second down.
Looked like it may have been Eron Riley taking what was an unbelievable catch off.
That's still worthy of a highlight of the night. I don't care what you say. Why not?
Whether it was good or not, yeah, it's worth another look.
Yep. Second down, 15. Under two to go before halftime. Good protection this time for Durant. Into traffic. Eron Riley did well. That became an incomplete pass. That was a dangerous one. Could have been picked.
I like what Durant did. Durant, to try and get his young receiver back on track, he went right to him and said, look, you made a mistake, took the points off the board, but I'm going to try and give you a chance to make a play. Now, you know Riley's going to battle because that was well covered. I mean, Brandon Smith had inside position, probably should have had the pick if not for Riley stripping it out of there.
Here's Chris Melo. Struggled last year. So far, so good in the new season. We are all square at 14.
Oh, absolutely. What a great start. All first quarter was all Calgary. Corey Chamberlain's team has come back in the second. And we're knotted at 14. You see the end of Drew Tate either. Watch him go to work.
Tate, corner again, this time looking for Larry Taylor. They're saying he made the catch up near the 40-yard line. We've seen a lot of those wide passes to the flat. No hitch screens tonight.
Guess who's playing at that wide side corner? I hate to belabor the point, but that's why they're going out there. Dave Dickinson, the offensive coordinator, is going to test the rookie outside. We've got Joe West on him now.
Second down and five. Flushed and lunging forward and making the catch is Anthony Parker, the former Calgary Dino. First round pick back in 2011, third overall. Only had six catches in 2011, none last season. There's Dave Dickinson.
I love the toughness, but the clock is the enemy now for Calgary.
Another first down. By Joe West. West, who inherited that number 85, left when Kenyon Rambo left the team. Served the Stampeders for many, many seasons. Big play player, and Joe West is filling that in well. Big play player.
Subject of my blog on TSN.ca this coming week. The new look receivers.
There are some beauties, aren't there?
There's some good young receivers in the league all of a sudden. Nick Moore last night, Joe West, Maurice Price.
Second and two, and John Cornish goes straight ahead.
Oh, we're seeing a little bit of changing of the guard. I mean, G. Roy Simon on the sideline right now, probably plays next week. Nick Lewis is not getting any younger, but is still obviously very valuable to this Calgary offense. Probably has a couple of years, but there is a changing of the guard and receiver we're seeing a little bit. BC's got a young core. Calgary's got some great young talent. Fun to watch these young guys.
Well, everybody has always called it a quarterback league, but it's also a receivers league. You got some skill and talent and speed. Markway McDaniel close to a first down, run out of bounds.
Well, Maurice Price, as soon as you said speed, I thought of 17. I mean, that touchdown last week against BC was special, but we've also seen him run in behind Prince Miller in this game, and Drew Tate just missed him a ball early in the first quarter that just sailed out of bounds a little bit. But this guy can flat out pick him up and put him down.
What's made this game really compelling is there haven't been many two and outs, a lot of long drives, sustained momentum on both sides. Cornish has John Cornish with a straight arm on Tyrone Brackenridge. And got a whole lot out of that, and unfortunately knocked down the cameraman.
How about Cornish on the old-fashioned, you know, the good old-fashioned straight arm. Lost art, just pop right there. Now, he gets it up in the face mask area. It is a possible penalty, but the straight arm is a little flashback there. Good old days.
The good old days. Cornish is a throwback. Season for the ages last year, broke a 56-year rushing record set by Normie Kwan. Time ticking down. Tate goes deep. End zone has Nick Lewis, who can't hang on.
I'll tell you about a perfect throw. I mean, Nick Lewis can't corral it. He can't pull it in. But that throw was designed to throw Nick Lewis open, because initially he was covered by Tyron Brackenridge. But Tate put it up there and out over his top shoulder so he could make the adjustment and go get it. And he had both hands on it. That was a picture-perfect throw that Lewis couldn't corral.
Rough Riders want to stop. Fans want to stop and hold Calgary to a field goal attempt. Tate, soft toss. McDaniel here. Let's see what the spot is. A favorable one right at the yardstick. And that only ate up about 8 seconds on the clock.
Oh, less plenty of time, yeah. Sorry, Rod, but plenty of time, yeah. You get 21 seconds, get 3-4 plays in here. If you're efficient. This is the game I think everyone expected, these two teams. After week one, you saw the game Calgary played against the BC Lions at home. And then you go and watch the Saskatchewan game against Edmonton and how good that offense looked. Everyone was anticipating this matchup in a big, big way.
And these are two very good defenses too, but two outstanding offensive coordinators and great offenses with quarterbacks.
Dwayne Anderson with the contact there. More on him in the second half, but he gets him out of bounds.
Tough week for Dwight Anderson. Fine for intentional conduct last week. Tate again. Over the top, and it's a touchdown! Joe West again.
What a drive. What a drive orchestrated by Drew Tate. Talk about some young stars to watch.
What a great talent. Joe West already. Second game of the season. Glenn Suter, he's got 3 touchdowns.
Well, there's just great trust. I mean, that's a tight window. And again, Dwight Anderson in coverage coming across, trying to get to Joe West. But Drew Tate trusts him through camp, through the preseason, that game one with his 2 touchdowns. He'll throw it into coverage to Joe West, knowing with that big body and strong hands, he's going to come back and get it. Take a bow, Mr. West. You deserve it.
Comes from his talent quite naturally. Cousins, Doug, and his uncle Mark both played in the NBA. His brother, Tracy Thorpe, was a pitcher in the Blue Jays organization. This guy is a catcher, and a great catcher. The CFL field.
Well, and you know what? Joe West arrived in the CFL right here at Mosaic Stadium. And his first play from scrimmage was a deep ball for a touchdown. So he likes it here. But that's as good as you can cover a receiver, and that's trust from Drew Tate to get it to his big target and let him win the one-on-one battle.
Is there anybody more fire for his teammates than Drew Tate? Only 14 seconds remain before halftime. The way it's gone in this first half, perhaps there are more points available out here.
75-yard drive by Drew Tate. 9 plays.
Wow. Swift. Sanders. This guy shanked now. What a move! Chuck Sanders! 5 seconds. So really a chance for a Hail Mary. Not going to get it into field goal position with enough time. Ben DeAguilar, in his first CFL game, made the tackle, the former McMaster Marauder.
Tim St. Pierre is trying to find his equipment out there. He just, whoa, lost his balance. Lost
a few things.
Wow.
There's DeAguilar. Nice. Well, maybe one last crack here. 5 seconds to go. Again, highly unlikely they can get it into field goal range with enough time to kick a field goal. So why not air it out? Durant over the top. Look out! Eron Riley. In a mid-air collision. Incomplete pass.
That
play epitomized the first half. High wire. In so many ways. Stampeders and the Rough Riders putting on a show. Calgary leads 21-14.
Weston, you were once again a monster in this 2013 season. 2014, you go to the NFL. When you came back, there were reports that you also had offers from Calgary and Ottawa. Is that correct?
Yeah. It was, it was an interesting time coming back, trying to make my way back into the CFL mid-season and talking with the different teams. Obviously, Ottawa, very, very new, the expansion team coming in. And then the history against Calgary and the battles that we had against them over the years prior to that. So looking at those two teams and the conversations I had with them, it was, I wouldn't say it was an easy process. It was kind of fun, I guess, but it was just interesting, something that I never really had been a part of in my career before.
Now, the report was that Ottawa offered you like Darrell Walker 2019 type money to come play for them, which on one level seems appealing, and Calgary was Calgary. What made you want to come back to the Riders?
Really, for me at that time, obviously Ottawa was in an interesting situation, being the expansion team and having the salary cap room that they did at the moment. Being able to kind of lay that offer out on the table was something I had to take a look at. But in the end, at the end of the day, it all came down to the amount of players, amount of the Rough Rider players, coaches, and staff that had called me throughout that process. And they weren't calling me to tell me to come back and play for the Riders. It was just a lot of friendships and calls of support saying, do what you got to do. We'd love for you to come back and play with us. We miss having you here. And it was those conversations really that played the biggest role for me in my decision making. Because playing football and winning games is awesome, but doing it with the right people and people that you care about and that care about you is probably more important. So when you're able to win games and have a lot of fun with the people you're doing it with, I think that's the most important thing. So that was really the driving force for my decision at that point.
Third quarter about to get underway. Riders down 21-14. They will receive the opening kickoff.
What a first half. And a great final drive to end the half for Calgary. Drew Tate, 9 plays, 75 yards, and a touchdown to Joe West.
Stamps kick it off, second half underway. Calgary leading by 7. Jock Sanders has had a couple of nice returns so far. Hasn't broken anything yet. In fact, has not had a touchdown return in his brief career in the CFL, but you can see why they like Jock Sanders.
And they will work him into the offense to give Durant another target as well as this season goes on.
Stampeders came out roaring. Darian Durant and the Rough Riders answered. Not to be denied, and then late in the half, Stamp scored again. Quick draw for Durant. There he goes, lets it go. Corey Sheets, his outlet out of the backfield. The escapability again from Darian Durant in full evidence.
After week one, you took a Charleston Hughes stat line and you say, this guy's ready to shoot out of the gun like a cannon, and he did with 3 sacks. He did not have a stat in the first half. 0 tackles, 0 sacks. He's got a little bit of pressure, but so far Xavier Fulton or Ben Heenan, whichever edge he's off, have been holding their own.
He had his way with the BC Lions last week. Not so much tonight. They'll move the sticks. Another first down for the Rough Riders. Well, a game that we thought may feature a lot of defense has really been an offensive showcase so far.
Big second quarter for Darian Durant. A lot of those 144 yards came then. Corey Sheets has been involved, sprinkled in here and there. And you could tell out of the gate, Weston Dressler was the focal point of this game plan. 5 first half catches.
Grant again, hands off, there goes Corey Sheets. Eric Fraser finally wrestles him to the turf. another big game for Corey Sheets, who...
See the shuffle?
Yeah, with the shuffle. Corey Sheets shuffle.
Yeah, the Sheets shuffle. And he does it again. He's in behind Darian Durant in that shotgun. And shuffle, and then hit the hole.
So far tonight, the plot line, Cornish versus Sheets. Sheets finished second to Cornish last year in the rushing race. Tonight, Corey Sheets leads the way.
Come out, not a bad idea offensively, game plan to come out and pound the ball a little bit in the run game.
This time, spied perfectly.
Sean Lemon had enough.
Sean Lemon just comes, said, hold on, bursting into the backfield.
Yeah, just penetration. Former Edmonton Eskimo last year, 12 games in Edmonton. And part of that rotation up front, play opposite of Charleston Hughes.
12 games, 6 sacks in Edmonton.
And he'll get some opportunities for one-on-ones because of the attention that Hughes gets on the opposite side.
His play in the preseason, as well as others, made Stevie Baggs expendable. Chris Melo, 38-yarder is good. The Riders pull closer again. 4-point deficit.
Riders back within 4, down 21-17 with 11:40 remaining here in the third quarter.
Former Rough Rider Andy Fantuz. Be a big breakout year for him. In tabby stripes. Drew Tate at the controls again. Wants to go, and what a tackle. Ricky Foley, the most outstanding Canadian in the Grey Cup for the Toronto Argos. Brings him down.
Chased him down from behind. Big offensive first half for the Calgary Stampeders. I thought Drew Tate looked excellent top to bottom in that first half. 222 yards passing. Mentioned that 75-yard drive to end the half. Had a couple of touchdowns to Joe West. John Cornish used a little more in the second quarter. Big Joe West making a mark.
Minimal gain, 1 yard. Here comes that green rush. There goes the ball. Tate going deep for West again. Great play that time. Macho Man, Macho Harris knocks it down.
Difference here, Rod, is that he's going against the more experienced, and when I say more, not much more, but the more experienced corner in Macho Harris. A couple of years with the team, not on the wide side to Prince Miller, and Harris times his jump, gets up there and is in perfect position to knock that out of the air.
Only 2 games played last year. Macho Harris did spend some time with the Philadelphia Eagles as a free safety in the National Football League. So, 3rd and 9. 2 and out. Sanders fielding it. Another cutback. And then he's smothered to the 39-yard line.
A nice 2 and out for the Riders. We'll go to break with 10-10 remaining in the third quarter. Riders down 21-17. We're back to the action in Regina. 10-10 remains in the third quarter. Riders down 21-17, taking over 1st and 10 from their own 40.
Charleston Hughes, named Defensive Player of the Week. Silence so far. Here he comes. There it goes, and Ty Smith tackled there.
All right, Weston, let's talk some more about your fellow receivers. Tell me what made Taj Smith so good.
Yeah, absolutely. Taj was a guy that I played alongside for the majority of the year. Him and I being side by side, we obviously communicated a lot. It's every time you break the huddle, you check in with each other, just making sure we're good on snap count, good on motions, and good on what we're trying to do with each play. So having that personal, you know, that personal relationship with Taj was very important as we were constantly communicating. But as far as Taj's game itself, you know, I immediately think of his speed and the way he was able to stretch the field, take the top off, and really, you know, selfishly for me, open things up underneath. And this guy had to respect him running over top of everything, and always seemed to be a guy that we could go to if we needed a big play down the field.
Charleston Hughes was nicked a little bit there as he came around the edge, and
Darian Durant stays right where he has to in the pocket. If he's a half a step deeper, that's a sack by Hughes, comes around the corner. But because Durant's nice snugged up in there, he can't get there. And you saw him grab his left or his right elbow.
Stampeder is down at the far side of the field. Brandon Smith was walking over to the sideline. Then he went down on one knee, injured on that last play. Calgary Stampeder defense that has had a few changes. Again, this week, Corey Mace gone for the season. Tough luck for Corey Mace. 2 years ago, first game of the year, tore his Achilles tendon. This year, first game of the year, dislocates his shoulder. It still played through it.
Yeah. Didn't realize how severe it was, played the rest of the game, and then realized he was actually damaging him more. So he's gone for the year. Junior Turner comes in for him. Justin Phillips will play a little bit more. Now, John Huffnagel does have some depth coming off the injured list. Keon Raymond is very close. So is Quincy Butler. So see what happens with Brandon Smith.
Another name that lurks in the wings is Kevin Huntley, former Argo. The Stampeders practice roster. Second and six. Durant strong arm again. And Weston Dressler signals first down. Very aggressive tackle that time on the little guy.
Done a lot of different types of routes setting up his man. It's been Jamar Wall for the most part, and is again here. A lot of those little curls underneath. The moment that the Riders feel like Jamar Wall's going to try and jump under those, they might try and double move him. He'll hook and go.
Rough Riders controlling the football again. And again, it's Corey Sheets getting the call. Juwan Simpson in on the tackle. Corey Sheets coming off a career week, career day. 131 yards. You know, you look at again the marquee today, Cornish, yep, versus Sheets. So many similarities in their numbers from last season. Very close in total yards. Dual threat backs. Guys who find that hole and explode.
Well, and it was those two in the race last year. Looks like might be a lot of the same this year.
Play action. Scott McHenry has the catch. Darius Brooks on the tackle.
And that's with all due respect to guys like Chad Cackard in Toronto. There's some good running backs, but this is a guy that they quietly sort of implemented into the offense. Scott McHenry had a touchdown down at the goal line in Edmonton last week on a very similar play where he just went out in the flat. They were about the 5 yard line. He punched it in, made a nice little catch there, and it's a lines up at that fullback spot, or he can play tight end as well.
Former fourth round pick of the Stampeders, did not play for them, was a Blue Bomber. Now a Rider, former Saskatchewan Husky. Darian Durant decides to go, and he is upended. Hard to believe, Mark Bistow. 7:21 to go in the third quarter, and that's Darian Durant's first rush of the ball game.
Yeah, but he's healthy this year. Last year he had a hip flexor issue for most of the season, something he didn't talk about a lot. Limited his rushing numbers.
A guy who can go with that football. And asked Corey Chamberlain once, he said last year he wanted Darian Durant to be more consistent, and he wants him to be even more consistent this year. Saw a coming of age of Darian Durant last year as they signal another first down, where he didn't try to do too much and try to stay within himself.
Well, and it's a lot to do with the offense that he's running and the changes that he's had to deal with. Now it's George Cortez, and what Darian Durant is hoping for is that he'll get this consistency over some time. He's had, I believe, five different coordinators, Ken Miller twice in 7 years. That's difficult.
Yeah, terrific numbers tonight, though. Another long drive engineered by Durant and the Riders. Play action again. Goes to his left. Looks end zone. Dressler! Overthrow that time. Usually you see Weston Dressler try to lay out, and that one was way overthrown.
Same matchup. Jamar Wall, that little wiggle move to get himself some separation outside and then run away. Ball thrown right to the deep corner and just missed it.
Bears have had a number of drives here tonight. Stop and stall and settle on Melo field goals. Durant. There's a holding call. This will be nullified. And was looking for Corey Sheets. You can see that was right in front of the official.
We'll take a look while they sort out this penalty. And one thing I've noticed is Eric Fraser is back in the game at safety. No Demetrius Morley, but I also noticed that DeMonte Bolden is on the defensive line.
Saskatchewan number 65. That penalty's declined. Third down.
Now, when you're talking about balancing the ratio, that could be part of the equation. If it's not Junior Turner in the game or Justin Phillips, then DeMonte Bolden comes in. They may have to substitute the Canadian at safety in Eric Fraser. Now they've switched it up for the special teams and the field goal, but that could be the reason that we saw a little bit of Eric Fraser.
Chris Melo this time from 29. Major challenge for him this year. Bounce back here. Only 11 of 17. Lost his job last year. Looking good so far. Perfect tonight is Chris Melo.
Chris Melo drawing the Riders closer. Now down 21-20 with 5:25 left in the third quarter. Here's Rod Black and Glenn Suter.
Magnet in this province for football. Mosaic Stadium. 1 point game. Joe West, another reception close to the first down mark.
Well, Drew Tate's been slinging it, but just if you're curious as to that derby going on between John Cornish and Corey Sheets, right now Corey Sheets had 14 carries for 73 yards, and John Cornish has six carries, for 33. So right now, more carries and more yards for number one, but lots of time to go here, and we're going to see more of John Cornish before it's over.
And as we talked about early, not the MO for the Stampeders tonight to use Cornish as much. Second down, a short yardage team out.
You know, that's interesting you say that, though, Rod, because I think all week long people were starting to kind of think or say that this was a one-dimensional team, that the Calgary Stampeders were going to be John Cornish, John Cornish, John Cornish. And they've proven tonight in basically three quarters that they can do a lot more than that. Drew Tate can sling it.
Well, Saskatchewan fans know they saw a lot more of John Cornish than they should have last year.
Yeah.
When he had an unfortunate mooning incident here. The maturation of John Cornish has come a long way as well. But tonight, Saskatchewan Rough Riders have been all over Cornish.
I talked to John Hufnagel about that. And I asked, you know, is it a different Cornish? Is it a Cornish that, you know, could still have that in him? And he said, absolutely not. He said he thinks, he used the word a more educated John Cornish, that he had learned from some of those things that happened, including moon over Mosaic, as you mentioned.
Forgettable moment, young man's career, but nonetheless, again, an unbelievable season.
And a good example of that is what he did with flood relief last week.
Absolutely. Second and seven now. Here comes the rush. Blitzes on and complete.
By the way, that donation from John Cornish was completely his idea. You know, he approached, I talked to Hufnagel about that as well, and Cornish went to the coaching staff and said, hey, you know what, I want to do something.
And it wasn't for the publicity.
No, absolutely not. He said, I want to do something, and I want to give back, and how can we do that? And he came up with that, and he wrote the check, and that was all on him. So it seems like he is, you know, a little more educated, as John Hufnagel phrased it.
One thing you don't have to educate him on is how to carry that football and run with it, though. What a year he had.
Pretty good at that.
Rod Mather. Hand over hand kick. Jock Sanders behind cover, and a very minimal gain on the return. It's a 1 point game here, and the moon is over Mosaic tonight.
Weston Dressler, I know G-Roy Simon is not in this game, but tell me what he meant to that 2013 team.
The old wizard. You know, I was probably the most excited guy in Saskatchewan when we had signed G-Roy from BC towards the end of his career there. Obviously, what he had done in the league speaks for itself, one of the best ever. And to be able to watch him, learn from him, see the way he took care of his body and prepared each week was something that, you know, I greatly appreciated. Definitely learned from him throughout the year. At that stage of his career, wasn't physically as fast or as strong or, you know, just physically as dominant as he once was, but he still found ways to get open. And I think that was for me, looking in the future, is watch a guy like that, see how he's able to adapt his game as maybe some of the physical skills start to diminish. Just a true champion, a true warrior.
2:49 to go in the third. Stampeders by one. Let's go to the sideline again and join Lee Jones.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Rod. Brandon Smith not on the field. He's currently behind me working on the puck. He got a bit of an injury on that last defensive series. They were looking at the outside of his left knee. He did some runs as well as some cuts on that last offensive series for the Calgary Stampeders, but it didn't feel right. So right now, he is questionable to return. He's going to try to loosen things up and maybe return in the fourth quarter, guys.
Thank you, Lee. Grant steps up. And another Smith, Taj Smith, with another catch. Did you have one of those bikes here when you were playing?
There were a few, yes. There were a couple.
Not on the sideline?
Not. We didn't really do that. That's a newer thing, like as of 20 years ago, I think. I say newer because it's been that long. And keep it loose. Try and keep it loose because if they start to ice it down, then it's over. He's done for the night.
So many players using the flush, the lactic acid. There's Getzlaff again. Chris Getzlaff has his fourth catch of the evening. That is more than he had last week. Three catches, 67 yards in the win over Edmonton.
Second behind Andy Fantuz last year for Canadian receivers in the CFL.
Numbers down last year, had more receptions, but yardage numbers down. His touchdown numbers down by 8. Yeah, remember the year before, that team was 5-13 last year, 8-10, almost got to the West Division final. And the goal this year for the Saskatchewan Roughriders, make no mistake, is they rebuilt, revamped. They want to do a repeat of home teams getting to Grey Cups. Once they got that date here, knowing that Regina would host the Grey Cup, the goal is to be there.
And it's the same goal for 7 other teams.
Yeah.
But I hear what you're saying.
It's been a trend lately.
I hear what you're saying with the home team, because you're right. 2 in a row, they'd like to make it the hat trick.
2nd and 7 yards. Durant again slings it, and Dressler still on his feet. It sounded like a whistle had blown. Dressler apparently down earlier. Knee was down, but Weston Dressler having a Weston Dressler type night.
Well, his knee was down, but was he touched? Because you could be down and get up and run. And it's a matter of whether or not he was touched down by contact. His knee's down there, and he is touched in the back. So that's a good call by the official right on the spot.
7-point lead for Calgary at halftime. 1-point lead now. This has been a completely Saskatchewan Roughrider dominated third quarter. Durant again.
I get that same feeling. Get that same feeling, Rod. Just Saskatchewan's had the ball all third quarter.
Time of possession. They've owned the first down department. Calgary's been very flat thanks to Saskatchewan's defense. We're set for a good one. High tempo, edge of your seat football. Wendy's Friday Night Football. We head to the fourth from Mosaic on TSN next.
Hey, this is Sean Kleisinger. Did you know Weston Dressler started playing football when he was in the second grade? Although he did not play in games that year, his dad gave him a helmet and shoulder pads so he could practice with his older brother's team.
Riders are on the comeback trail. They're down by 1 point, but into Calgary territory at the 48, 2nd and 6.
Wild first half. No touchdowns so far in the second half. Only 2 field goals in that third quarter. 1 point separating these teams on the scoreboard.
Well, and both teams on pace to close in on 400 yards of offense in this game. We've got a close game. We've got great play calling. In that third quarter, by the way, the Riders had the ball for about 11 minutes.
the Calgary Stampeders about just four. So the Riders had the time of possession. Calgary had just one first down. That's where Dave Dickinson's got to make some adjustments coming into this fourth quarter. Try and get that football, get a couple more opportunities. But play calling's been outstanding here tonight by George Cortez and Dave Dickinson to mix things up. Have Corey Sheets and John Cornish involved, but also throw it down the field.
A couple of master play callers, offensive coordinators. Durant on second and six. Look out. How does he get away? He does it again. Tucks it. Takes it. And a first down. We've grown accustomed to that.
Well, the leg's back. You can tell by that run that there's no problems with any injury. Any residual effect of injuries from last year. I don't know how he gets out of trouble there. Charleston Hughes had a chance at him. And he knows where the first down marker is, or else he would have stepped out of bounds without having to worry about taking a hit from Jamar Wall. But he needed that extra yard. Get that little push out of bounds.
Rough Riders doing a tremendous job of keeping the Calgary offense off the field with these sustained drives. A lot of mix and match. They really haven't had two of the same play in succession. Go to the ground, go to the air, find somebody different. They've been spreading it around.
Well, you're right. In the first half, we saw a whole bunch of Weston Dressler, and it's been a lot of Corey Sheets in the second.
20 plays to six plays in the second half for Saskatchewan. Another second down. Up the rush, and this one's up for grabs at the goal line. Incomplete, but a flag on the play as Weston Dressler, slow to get up, was sandwiched.
Looked like Jonathan Hefney. Our coach, Paul Lapolice, at halftime mentioned the matchup between Dressler and Jonathan Hefney, that Dressler was starting to get the edge on that matchup early.
Interference call against Hefney.
And Hefney does get up high early before the ball arrives. In fact, looked like the ball hits the outside of his elbow that's across the face of Dressler as he goes down. Jonathan Hefney has been in chase with Weston Dressler all night long. The coach was on that matchup.
Absolutely. Rough Riders to take the lead in this ball game for the first time. Sheets. Corral. And now, second burst. Touchdown.
Calgary's arguing that his forward progress was stopped and that there should have been a whistle. Is that a little G-Roy there?
I believe it was. Corey Sheets has been super tonight.
Well, I think Calgary fans are wondering why there wasn't a whistle. I think everyone in the park, including the Stampeders on the field, thought that his forward progress was stopped. But he kept his hand down, kept balance, and then turned, spun.
His knee did not go down, but they are going to review this.
The score is under review by the command center.
Well, they review every score and play. So that happens anyway. But I didn't hear a whistle.
No. That's great strength, by the way.
Yeah, handed
down.
Yeah, and there was no whistle to stop forward progress. Sometimes you don't have to be down. If you're not progressing the ball forward, the official can blow it dead. But there was no whistle, so he kept chugging. Tremendous balance at Corey Sheets with second effort. Hits Pater.
And once again, they line up to keep the math correct here to make it a 7-point game. 2-point convert. Durant stands in. Successful. Weston Dressler. And for the first time tonight, the Saskatchewan Roughriders have the lead. Corey Sheets a tribute to G-Roy.
Saskatchewan now with a 7-point lead, about to kick off with 12:57 remaining in the fourth quarter.
What a game. What a game. Saskatchewan now rallies back. First lead. The Rough Riders have scored 5 times in their last 6 possessions. Since they were down 14-3, they have outscored Calgary 25-7. Mo is in their corner. Momentum. Stampeders need to get their offense on the field. And Larry Taylor has a nice return. Decibel level is raised here. Cornish time. Very quiet tonight, John Cornish. Now the Stampeders, for the first time tonight, have to play catch up.
Not many touches. You know, that's why Cornish, not many touches for him compared to Corey Sheets.
Second and 4. Four-man rush. There's the pump and go again. This one is up for grabs, and it's knocked down. And once again, Maurice Price in double coverage this time. And it doesn't look like the Saskatchewan Roughriders are giving that one away like they did early.
Well, once again, it was that matchup, and Drew Tate thought he'd test it one more time. That's Prince Miller in his first game. Never allows Maurice Price to eat up his cushion, get behind him. And Tyron Brackenridge has seen that play enough in this game tonight. Went flying over there to help out his young cornerback.
Third, 2 and out for the Stamps. 3 straight possessions, 3 straight punt teams. They flatlined here in this second half. Rob Maver puts his right leg into it. Good kick on the sideline. John Sanders. Look out. There he goes. And Sean Sanders with an electrifying return. 19 yards when it looked like he would be stopped for nothing. Regina is rocking.
All right, Weston Dressler, as we talk about your fellow receivers from that team, the last one I'll ask you about, what did you admire about Rob Bagg?
Just the determination, pure energy, guy that always brought the enthusiasm. You could send Rob down the field with some clearing routes and things, and he would always give it 110% and wait for those couple opportunities that he got a game to catch a ball. And just the type of guy that you're always super excited for when he's able to make that play for us because of the hard work that he put in throughout the year.
A nice 2 and out for the Riders as they're up 28-21, about to go 1st and 10 from their own 45.
28-21. Home opener for the Saskatchewan Roughriders. A game far, far from being determined. This could go down to the last team with the ball tonight. Been a crazy one, but it has been great Canadian football at its best. Clean football, no turnovers, only 7 penalties. Durant gets left. Brought down in a hurry by Jamar Wall.
Yeah, it really has. No turnovers in this football game. It's been a clean played game, physical game. Offenses putting some points on the board.
Swings of momentum.
Absolutely. CFL at its best.
Only 1 sack. Who will blink? Second down conversion time for the Rough Riders. Grant, quick hitter, and it's Getzlaff again, who almost got away from Eric Fraser. 7 catches tonight for Chris Getzlaff.
Eric Fraser gets up limping a little bit. 7 catches for Getzlaff. He's working that curl zone again. It's either curl or corner for Getzlaff tonight. Or excuse me, for Getzlaff or Weston Dressler tonight.
And Eric Fraser goes to the sideline. Looks like he got nicked up a little bit. first and 10, Rough Riders. Corey Sheets. Ripped down again by Sean Lemon. Stop for a loss. Will be second and long.
Nice low angle for you. Sean Lemon reads the block and then anticipates the play from there. And I see Junior Turner back in the lineup at defensive line for Calgary. And that means Demetrius Morley can come in and play safety. Eric Fraser lift off.
Again, all about the ratio. Stampeders were showing blitz and then stepped back, and Dressler head down again. And this time he is stopped well short, just past the initial line of scrimmage. So for a rare occasion in this second half, Ricky Schmidt brings that strong leg out.
Interesting too there. Eric Fraser was on the field with Junior Turner there. So this coach is doing an amazing job of balancing this Canadian ratio.
Yeah, you have to be an accountant, don't you?
Or have one beside you, yes, on the sideline.
Larry Taylor's back at his 10-yard line. He's been contained so far. Again, that backspin kick. There is a penalty flag. That came before the kick. Might that be a lot of flags? And some rough stuff behind the play as well. Might be too many men based on where that flag was dropped. We'll have to see here.
Too many men. Calgary. The 10-yard penalty resulting in a first down.
You know, every time a too many men on the field penalty is called, the Saskatchewan Rough Rider fans cringe, you know, a little, but when it's against them, they love it.
Yeah, and Roger, you started that sentence. Every Rider fan watching this game went, no, don't bring it up. Don't bring it up.
Count them up, Suits.
There's got to be two returners back there, 12 and 13. You got 11 across the front.
And that was a costly penalty, because it's an automatic first down for the Rough Riders. They get a reprieve here. 8 minutes to go. Lead by a converted touchdown. They keep it on the turf. Sheets with a spin move this time. Around Jonathan Hefney and was able to pick up a couple more. Justin Phillips on the tackle.
Well, you know what? Let's go back and count them again, because this is a big penalty. And Calgary fans are wondering.
There he is on the end. 11 and there, 12.
And then a returner back outside to the right in the end zone. So that wide player, I'm not sure which one, shouldn't have been on the field. But there were 13.
Glaring gaze of John Huffnagel. Not happy with that. Breakdown. Sheets again. Breaks through. Looks like another first down. Saskatchewan has absolutely owned the football here in the second half.
Well, up front, they really have started to control that line of scrimmage in the second half. Ben Heenan playing another good game in just his second start at right tackle. But we just, I mean, I expected tonight, Rod, to talk about Charleston Hughes for a lot of this night, as well as he's played all of last year and in week one of this year, and we have barely mentioned him.
And that's a tribute to those five guys up front.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Xavier Fulton on the other end, sometimes they'll move Hughes around, but at left tackle, Xavier Fulton, who Chris Schultz, by the way, last year said he felt was the best offensive lineman in the league.
There he is, number 58. Left tackle, protects the blind side. Ben Heenan, right tackle. First and 10.
Oh, oh.
Gary Durant picks it up, and then he is dropped. And Sean Lemon with the drop. And that was a big sack, but it was a broken play from the beginning because of the snap.
Yeah, Dominic Picard, I'm not sure if he's trying to figure out the stunt in front of him. Looked like it might have brushed his leg or something, bounced off him. And in those cases, quarterbacks just have to
take it on the chin and live to play another down.
That was a big one because that would be a long field goal attempt here. If Calgary could hold, they show three men, they rush three. Durant lets it fly. And they're going to stop Weston Dressler and aggressively throw him down. And unnecessary. And there's the unnecessary and unnecessary roughness, because that is another enormously costly penalty for the Calgary Stampeders. That would have stopped the drive, give up a field goal at best. But instead, the Rough Riders will continue this drive.
Major foul, unnecessary roughness. Calgary number one.
Jonathan Hefty. And Hefty has a bit of a past from his days in Winnipeg. Forward progress stop, whistle went. It wasn't Hefty, actually. It was Hefty
Simpson
on the outside. They got the wrong number. That was Juwan Simpson that threw him down.
Two ridiculous penalties against the Calgary Stampeders here.
Kept the drive alive.
Kept them alive. Too many men and unnecessary roughness. Durant, far side, gets left, will score, touchdown! And the Rough Riders make the Stampeders pay.
What a night for Getzlaff. Everything thrown his way, he has been money. 8 catches, 2 yards away from 100 yards on the night.
Oh!
Now, did he cross the plane, or was that ball outside? Every touchdown is reviewed.
Score is under review by the command center.
But tremendous effort from Getzlaff. I know Calgary fans want to see that again, because I'm not sure if he didn't have that ball on the outside of the cone. But what an effort. Stays in bounds.
Hand touches.
And they're saying it was good.
Milo with a point after. And time is running out on the Calgary Stampeders, who have not had enough time offensively with the football in the second half. It's been all green and white. Their biggest lead, 35-21.
Touchdowns on back-to-back drives for the Riders have them up 35-21 with 5:08 left in the fourth.
How you do?
Two guys who've been seeing a lot of each other tonight, Darian Durant and Chris Getzlaff. Touchdown for the guy they call Getz. Weston Dressler also seeing a lot of action and a lot of smiles on that sideline. This game has completely turned from the beginning of the second half. Calgary has not put a point on the board. They dominated the first half. Larry Taylor. Right now, Stampeders need some sort of energy, some momentum. Let's go down to Lee Jones on the sideline again.
Well, for them to get back in this game, their defense is going to have to make a stop, and it's going to be tough. They're starting to lose players. Defensive tackle Mika Johnson has an ice pack on his right side. He's likely not going to return. While Sean Lemon, of course, looked extremely good in the preseason, former Rider and Eskimo, he had a contact problem. Neither of those players were on the field when the Riders scored a touchdown, guys.
And the worst news, Lee, is that this crowd is really into it. So communication is going to be at a premium. No, it's a drop. It's a one hopper to Maurice Price.
Well, and Drew Tate's got to stay on the field. I mean, the time of possession in this second half is staggering. You think the Saskatchewan Rough Riders hold the time of possession in the second half. And I see Kevin Glenn now coming in.
Kevin Glenn in the ball game. Former Rider, as a matter of fact. Glenn was the guy who engineered a lot of victories for Calgary in Drew Tate's absence last year. Glenn in trouble! Down he goes! Ray Williams, game breaker a week ago. Pick six. That time, sacks Kevin Glenn.
got some help from the coverage in behind. I think Glenn had initially had some time to throw the football, but he had to pull it down, hold on to a bit for another second, and Ray Williams and Ricky Foley got home. Think of how this has turned for Calgary. They were off the field twice on the last Saskatchewan offensive series. It ended up in a touchdown to make it a two-possession game.
Worst thing is, their defense has given up six scores in seven possessions. John Sanders. And they're gassed. They need to come up with some big play, possibly a turnover. We just talked about this penalty-free kind of game. And if the Stampeders are unable to come back in this game, the autopsy on this one is going to go to those miscues on those penalties. Well, Too many men.
Yeah.
That's a game changer, game coster.
And again on the next
legal block
penalty.
Saskatchewan number 42.
See Drew Tate.
10-yard penalty. First down.
Getting some ice. They've been looking at that arm for most of the game. When he got to the sideline, he's been playing through it.
Well, Drew Tate, who's had injury issues last year, of course. And this was earlier, they were looking at his arm. It's at the forearm area. Has his helmet on. 3.5 to go. Time running out on the Calgary Stampeders here tonight. The game they owned at halftime has gotten away from them. Corey Sheets. Half the first down yardage. Drew Tate came out slinging it, the gunslinger did early.
Well, two reasons for that. One, he didn't get many opportunities because of the time of possession difference, and Saskatchewan had the ball so long. But when he did, not a lot of John Cornish in the second half. So on first down, they didn't get that production on the run game. And then,
timer.
Looks like
please put 314.
Unless for the first time ever, a quarterback comes up out on the field with an ice bag taped to his arm. Doesn't look like Drew Tate is going to be able to go the rest of the way, and this is Kevin Glenn's game to finish.
You're so right, Rod, about that. Those two penalties on the last defensive series set of downs for the Calgary Stampeders. Undisciplined, unnecessary roughness kept that drive alive. Also, the too many men was a mistake before the snap of the ball, or it's still a one possession game with Kevin Glenn with plenty of time. Remember, that's the quarterback that led this Calgary team to the Grey Cup last year.
And he's got a few miracles up his sleeve. He's done this before. He's a composed guy. He's been in this situation. But right now, the Stampeders in dire need of a stop. And Corey Sheets rumbles again. First down. And this will take the clock down near 3 minutes. Sheets, huge night on the ground. Amen. 3 minute warning. Saskatchewan Rough Riders explode here in the second half. 3 minutes away from going 2-0 in 2013.
The three-minute warning and final moments with Weston Dressler. Weston, as you look back, what parts of your career make you proud?
I think all of it. You know, being a smaller guy, coming from North Dakota, kind of as a young kid, having goals and aspirations of always wanting to play football and play at the highest level that I could. You know, just being able to make it and to play for 11 years in the CFL is pretty special. Do it with two different teams and really play at a high level for the majority of my career. You know, I don't think I can pinpoint anything other than just the fact that I was able to do it. You put in a lot of work and a lot of time to make it at that level, and to be able to do it as long as I did, I think definitely makes me proud and happy that I had those opportunities. So forever grateful to Saskatchewan and to Winnipeg and to the CFL and all of Canada for providing that opportunity to me.
It's Corey Sheets time in Regina. 3 minutes remaining in this one. Riders up two touchdowns, first and 10 from their own 43.
Playoff type atmosphere here in the greenhouse tonight, Mosaic Stadium. Darian Durant and the Rough Riders 3 minutes away from their second win of the young season.
Corey Sheets over 100 yards rushing. Should see a steady diet of him. This game winds down in the Saskatchewan Roughriders style. Heat up the clock.
Darian Durant, pretty good first half. He's been outstanding in the second. He's been the orchestra leader. And Sheets again.
The Sheets shuffle, that's what I'm going to call it. Remember when Muhammad Ali used to shuffle backwards?
Yeah.
And then step into one?
First down. What a night for him. They initiate on the ground. They go to the air. Gressler and Getzlaff. What a 1-2 punch they have been tonight.
Oh, baby, have they ever. How about 18 catches for over 200 yards for Chris Getzlaff and Weston Dressler by themselves? Those two together.
Calgary trying to slow this clock down. 2:10 to go.
And Durant has completed almost 90% of his passes in the second half.
There it is, his story, first half to second half. Again, pretty good first half. Not bad, but look at the second half.
87.5%.
And the key, no picks, no fumbles.
That's two games straight now with 2 minutes to go without a turnover.
Trying to keep it clean. Second and 8. Sheets, look at the blocking. Corey Sheets. The Sheets show continues. Shuffle, shuffle. Slide, slide.
May get a break here. The training staff has to come out. They were all starting to hit on the field. And he'd have to sit out 3 plays.
Well, fait accompli perhaps here. 2 touchdown game now. 2 touchdown lead. 2 minutes to go. Another first down. And in this territory, Rough Riders on their way to sealing this thing. And really stealing it in the second half. Calgary Stampeders have been dominant against Saskatchewan. Go back to the West Division semifinal, the playoffs, 2 of 3 last year. And Corey Sheets leaves last week.
Standing ovation.
131. He did 3 yards better this week.
Last week was a personal best. He just bested it.
I don't think
that's the correct grammar, but he just bettered it.
It is now. What do they say? Get better every game? That's what he's doing.
Yep.
And now Durant.
You know, and both these offensive coordinators did a pretty good job, although Dave Dickinson didn't have his offense on the field very much in the second half. But I think the one difference I noticed was George Cortez in the second half brought Corey Sheets into the game a lot more. Gave him the football and brought balance to the offense, whereas Dickinson, early in that first half, kept it in the air, kept throwing it, and didn't ignore John Cornish, but didn't get him more involved. And that's really been the only difference of a pretty well-called game by both sidelines. The Stamps just didn't have as many possessions, not even close in the second half.
You mentioned that Muhammad Ali shuffle a little earlier in the reference to the greatest of his, Ricky Schmidt. Flies one to the moon. What a kick. 1 point. 15-point lead, but you know, you mentioned that, and you consider the subplot to this game, or the plot, was kind of the Ali Fraser Cornish against Sheets. Tonight was a knockout. Corey Sheets.
Yeah, great point. I mean, and not necessarily Cornish's fault.
No.
Just didn't get the call. And I know Calgary fans, after kind of watching this game, seeing the reaction, they've circled already August 9th. That's when Saskatchewan travels to McMahon Stadium.
The Christmas tree game. Red and green in the stands. Kevin Glenn Fires far sideline. They got to go out of bounds here. Again, there is always a possibility in CFL football that you could come back from this deficit, but there is another concern for Drew Tate. Off injured last year, dislocated shoulder early on, then the concussion. When he came back for a miracle comeback against these Rough Riders in the playoffs. Big question mark moving forward, and again, it's great to have Kevin Glenn as your insurance. Jabari Arthur.
That is the second first down for the Calgary Stampeders in the second half.
Which is crazy when you consider how they started this ball game.
Oh, no question. I mean,
it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
Well, the deep ball to Joe West got him started, and saw some big plays from the offense in that first quarter. Joe West touchdown to end the first half.
Again, Jabari Arthur. Yeah, who would have thought as time ticks away here, this one is in the bag. Who would have thought that touchdown just before halftime would have been the last touchdown we saw from the Calgary Stampeders, yeah, barring them going into the end zone here.
Yeah, last points.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, credit the Saskatchewan defense some, but again,
your offense was your best defense
that's
tonight.
That's right. Exactly. That's right. Terry Durant, time of possession, he owned it.
Clay McDaniel, and now tempers are frayed here, and we see some kicking going on, we see some punching going on, John Gott's involved, and a frustrated Calgary Stampeder team getting it taken to them here in the second half. Dwight Anderson was in on that hit, and it was Gott.
Well, that'll be supplemental, and so will the kick.
Terrius George. But it was Marquay McDaniel getting leveled by Dwight Anderson.
Right, Calgary was banged up so much last year, still got there. They've gone through some injuries tonight. What happened to Marquay McDaniel?
There's Anderson on the hit. It was Jermaine McElveen, who was that Rough Rider who was down on the turf, going at it with Gott. Time ticks down. Glenn dodges one, ducks. He might have been over the line of scrimmage, it looked like. No matter. Incomplete. Big green machine here in the second half.
Well, a lot of people here, I think, in the province were wondering just how good this Rider team was after the game against Edmonton. It was, I heard a lot on talk radio all week long that it was Edmonton, a young, struggling team coming out of the gate. Let's wait until you see them against the Calgary Stampeders. Well, you've seen them now.
Final play, barring penalty. Glenn throws it deep. Celebration.
Hey, Mom, Dad, Michael. Love y'all, man.
22 second half points for Saskatchewan. No points for Calgary. The Riders are 2-0. 36-21 tonight from the Madhouse at Mosaic.
Back inside the booth, Derek Taylor and Luke Mullender with you. The Riders, 36-21 winners over the Calgary Stampeders. A little revenge over the team that knocked them out of the playoffs the previous season. Luke, Calgary was up 14-3 in this one, and then Saskatchewan rolled. As you watched it again, what turned this game in your mind?
You know, it was really funny because Calgary jumped out, right? And I think that the best part about this game was that Saskatchewan didn't panic at all. And as a matter of fact, when you look at the second half, I mean, it's all Saskatchewan Rough Riders from the third quarter on. They didn't score touchdowns in the third quarter, but they had possession of the ball, I think, for basically 11 minutes, and they were doing whatever they pleased. And we talk a lot about the ability to sustain drives in our broadcasts, even in 2019, 2018, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's a big part of the ability to have success is being able to sustain drives with the run and the pass, obviously. But that's what really stuck out is the fact that Saskatchewan controlled the pace of this game starting in the third quarter. Really, what happened was they ended the second half, they came into the third quarter, and it was all them from that point on, which was really cool to see. And people have to understand that this game was big for so many reasons, right? Like this was the team that basically the 2013 team. You ask Corey Chamberlain and BT, they'll tell you like this team was created to beat Calgary because they knew if they could create the team to beat Calgary, they'd create the team that was going to be good to go to the Grey Cup. And we have to remember that Kahari Jones was on this staff, right? We talked about Cortez last in interview, but when you looked at the other side of the field, you had a young Dave Dickinson, right, who was being groomed as a potential head coach. You had Mike Gibson, who people don't like in Regina, but I'm telling you, he gets results for his offensive line, and he's a great coach when it comes down to the X's and O's, right? You had Mark Killam as a young, but you also had Rick Campbell stalking the sidelines for Calgary at that time.
Crazy,
yeah, that is like the who's who of coaching, and so that's what made this deal so big. Is it was the guys on the field, but it was also the guys on the sideline, and for them to be able to sustain drives and really dictate everything that went on in that game, that was really impressive. The defense was able to get off the field, and more importantly about the sustaining the drives thing too, DT, is that you kept their offense off the field because their offense was clicking. John Cornish was running the ball well. You had Joe West, who I completely forgot about until I looked back at this season. He was balling out. But Calgary just couldn't get on the field with the way that the Saskatchewan Rough Riders were able to dictate the pace on the offensive side. So it was a great game to watch. It was a great game. And again, I think we got the perfect guy in terms of interviewing is Weston Dressler because he was a stud this game.
10 catches for 108 yards and a touchdown. As we talked with him, 7 second down conversions in this game. Chris Getzlaff, 8 for 97 with 1. Corey Sheets, you talked about controlling the ball late, had 6 straight runs on a drive to keep it going and essentially run Calgary out of time in this one.
And you know what? That's a really good way to put it too. You saw Calgary panic in the fourth quarter. Mm. They took 2 massive penalties as the Saskatchewan Rough Riders were closing them out. Like they had the ability to get off the field. They could have gotten off the field during a punt, but they got a 13-man penalty, right, which sustained a Saskatchewan drive. Then they could have gotten off the field again, but they took an unnecessary roughness penalty, which sustained Saskatchewan drive. So they fell apart. They started spinning and they started stretching themselves, and what you saw was as after those 2 massive penalties in the fourth quarter, Saskatchewan closed it out. I think right after right after the unnecessary roughness penalty, Getzlaff goes and finishes them off for a touchdown, right up the left side of the field. And what was really special about this game for me to look back on was old Mosaic Stadium.
Yep.
It was packed house, 28K, just going bananas in old Mosaic Stadium. It was really good to look back and see that environment.
We will continue our look back next Sunday. We look at week 4 versus Hamilton. Darian Durant and Rob Bagg both blowing the doors off in that game against the Ticats. Durant continuing his unbelievable start to the season. Hopefully you will join us. Luke and I will be there next Sunday, 3:00, the Road to the Grey Cup, the Riders and Ticats, and we will have a special guest in tow. Thank you so much for being with us on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. We're all headed toward a Grey Cup in Regina on November 22nd.